This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
In the studio are our next guest. We've got Deborah Batten here to talk about Casting Off, which is a three women of circus show at the famous Spiegel Tent at the Arts Centre. Welcome to the show, Deborah. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. What a gorgeous day we've had.
Well, beautiful day.
Now, just what we normally want to just get a bit of background on you, Deborah. How did you get into the arts and where did your love for the arts come about from?
Look, it was a lucky chance. I grew up in a very sort of sporting family. I did gymnastics and made my way to university to become a teacher. And while I was at Rusden at the time, I discovered the drama and dance department. And essentially, that was it. My life changed. Direction, everything about my values changed. You know, it was just the most pivotal moment in my life, going to university. Of course, Whitlam era, university was free. And it was just such a mind-blowing time. I met so many people there who were following their passion for the arts, and that was my introduction to the arts.
Right, okay. So let's talk about this this show you're doing as part of the Comedy Festival. The age of the three women involved. Now, are you 18 or 19 this week?
I'm closer to 19. I'm proud to say I'm 61 and Brilliant. Still doing circus.
Yeah.
And one of the things I love about this show is we're really exploring intergenerational conversation, both through text and through the body. So we're physical with each other, we throw each other around, we stand on each other, we support each other, and at the same time we have conversations about what it is to be a feminist woman and the different things that we've been through and the different ways that we're challenged according to what our age is.
Ages, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, and I can remember, you know, like parents back in the 50s and 60s where you got to a certain age and you started to dress like an old person, didn't you?
Absolutely.
And you're like, and thank God that's all gone now. Some people do it, but, on the whole, why not? Why not be who you want to be and experience and throw yourself around and do all those crazy things?
Absolutely. And, you know, I feel I'm so lucky to have been born when I was, really, because the 70s was this amazing time.
Yep.
Even though, you know, I look back on it now and still think, oh God, I was hopeless. I still didn't think I could do things at that time. But it was the beginning of change. Mm. And, you know, the sexual revolution and the things that have happened since then where, you know, the gay culture that has just enlightened and opened the world to sort of the many possibilities of what we can be as humans.
Yep.
I mean, it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's what we're celebrating in the show, that we're three women, we're different, we all have different values, but we all are feminist and we're all sort of finding our way in this world and trying to celebrate who we are.
Yeah. So, Deborah, you're like, you're obviously, it must be tough as everyone gets older, you know, like especially circus performance art. But you must have been very fit and continued to keep yourself fit to be able to do this.
Yes.
So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, look, I think I made a commitment not long ago to return to performing. I did a stint as a director and I loved that, but I kind of missed being more fully in my body. And I recognise that I think for me, my intelligence is in my body. And so when I'm working physically, my ideas flow at that point. That's when I think my best. And I found this separation of being a director where I had to sort of sit and watch.
Yep.
I didn't flourish in that role, but I flourish when I'm a performer maker.
Yep.
And the two women that I work with, they're just so encouraging. They're always like, fantastic. Come on, you can do this. I go, yep. I'm not sure if I can. We'll take it slow.
Yeah.
You know, and so they're really kind of, they don't expect me to be the same. But we're really happy with anything that I get to do, really.
Yeah. And so therefore, you know, like it's all the circus arts, but then it's the conversation you're having through the show talking about being proud women. Is that right?
That's right. So this circus show has no music. It's all text. We talk from the moment we enter the stage to the end of the show.
Wow. That must be exhausting.
It is exhausting, yeah. And it's exhausting on the voice.
And the puffing as well.
That's right, because we're constantly out of air.
Yeah.
But what we wanted to do was do this experiment with text and circus. And so we've tried to keep both equal in the show.
Yeah.
So you're watching and listening at the same time, and the conflation of those two creates a real gem, I think.
Yeah.
And most audiences seem to think so,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
It's the sort of pressure point where they come together,
yeah,
that's unexpected.
And it would be really exciting because we all know that, you know, if you go for a walk, if you do a bit of exercise, you're stimulating your thought patterns and all that. So you must be buzzing by the end of the show.
We are. It takes quite a while to wind down.
Yeah.
It's really hard to just kind of go home and go to bed. You know, you've got to sort of... But we usually debrief the show, and sometimes we're fortunate to have people who've waited outside, and we have a chat to our audiences.
Lovely.
And we love that. We love it when people are there and want to talk to us, ask us questions about how we made the show and some of the content. You know, sometimes we've got people who really... quizzing us on, when you said this, did you mean blah? You know, so it's really nice to get that.
And, you know, like some of those comments that people make you sometimes think, oh, well, actually, we have never thought of that, but that's another way of reading it or looking at it.
Absolutely. And that's the thing about making art, isn't it? Where you make things, you know where you're coming from, but that you get surprised constantly by the way people intersect with the work and what they're getting out of it.
Yeah.
And sometimes those conversations lead us to sort of massage something a bit more and make it a bit more available to a broader audience because we recognise that we can.
Mm.
So the show constantly evolves with our live audience, and that's also a real pleasure that we know that some of the work has changed because of a conversation that we've had with the audience at some point.
Fantastic. And you're running now.
We're running now.
You're performing tonight.
Yes.
Until the 11th of April.
After tonight, we've only got two more shows, and that's on Saturday the 10th and Sunday the 11th.
Oh, so the weekend.
So the weekend, So we've got a break after tonight's show is 6:30, and then a break until those two. And they're early shows, they're 4:15. Because we've found that a lot of people have come to the show with a teenager, an adult, and a grandmother.
Right.
And those three generations coming to the show work beautifully.
Fantastic.
So we're really encouraging people to do that. And we thought that an earlier show might also encourage that age range to be able to come and see us.
That's great. Now how has that been working out?
Yes.
The audience is great.
Yes. Yeah, we had a group there the other night that had grandmother, auntie, mum, dad, two children, their partners, you know, like it was this amazing kind of big family, and all of them got something out of it.
Yeah, I'm sure they
did. That's fantastic.
And what's it called again, the show?
Casting Off.
Casting Off. And it's three women of circus.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in today. And I'm coming next week.
Oh, great. Please do.
I've got to see you.
Yeah, please do.
I'm really looking forward to the conversation in between all, you know, like the circus performance. It sounds fantastic.
Oh, great. I hope to see you.
Thank you so much, Deborah. We've been talking to Deborah Batten here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.